Hi, I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
I've always wanted to have sex with a gay man.
No, Ryan Reynolds, I will not sit on your face.
Just don't.
Put a dick in my mouth.
What the what?
Shut your whore mouth.
We're testy.
Testies?
Testies? Testicular?
Balls.
Balls.
Is this yummy or
yes,
is it disgusting?
This actually is much better.
Okay.
So, Maggie has returned to drinking.
Hey.
Returned to drinking. Last weekend was the first time I drank at Elena's bachelorette party, and we went to this fancy cheese restaurant, and
oh, that's not bad. Not bad.
Which what?
Not bad. Not
it is
bad.
It is not bad. So
not
that's
bad.
A good thing. So, we went to a fancy cheese restaurant at Elena's bachelorette party, and okay, all of the cheese was amazing, but it was the first time I'd had an alcoholic beverage in 8 months, which, by the way, is the first time I'd gone that long since I was 17.
Now you know what it's like to be preg.
That's a lie. I made you drink like once a week. All of our regular listeners know this. I forced you to have alcoholic beverages while you were preg.
And that's okay.
It's okay. Your baby is totally not retarded. So.
Oh, she's adorable.
She's the best thing ever. This week's baby selfies were hilarious because she was so not all about it. She did not want that at all. She was like the one, she's like gazing off in the distance like, what? And then the other one, she's yawning.
Yeah, she's like, oh. Like, I'm so over
I'm this. So bored right now. So anyway, I went to Elena's bachelorette party in New York City, and we went to the world's most amazing cheese restaurant, and we had all the amazing cheese, and the guy went around with the bottles of wine that we ordered, and he was like, do you want a Cote d'Iron? And I was like, yes, I used to love those things, and I had like a half glass, and I drank it, and I was like, this is terrible, and I don't love it, so.
What didn't you love?
Wine, red wine.
Oh, red
I did
wine.
Not love red wine. And then we went to the Korean karaoke place. Have you ever done Korean karaoke? Do you know how that goes?
Tone deaf idiots get on stage and sing?
No, no. That's what's amazing about Korean karaoke. You are in a private room that you like hire with your friends. And so you and only your friends are singing and you have like a little thing. So they give you the books and the books tell the numbers and you punch the numbers into a little remote control. And then it has like a lineup and you are in a private room and only you and your friends are singing together.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
It's so nice.
Just you and your drunk friends.
You and your drunk friends singing in a room.
Like you and your drunk friends podcasting.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, that. Yes, that.
Okay. So it's 9.
Yeah, we started. We started early.
Officially? Well, we want to get the ball rolling. Got to get our warm-up going. Get the ball rolling.
And also that we like don't get a full hour, which is our normal podcasting time. So, you know, like
we're very conscious of the con time. So we want to start on time, end on time.
Unlike those other fuckers. Let's see, everybody today?
Yeah, pretty much everyone today. I think we are the only ones that have gotten out on time.
Yeah, because we're better than everyone.
So where are we?
I don't know. Where am I?
PenguinCon.
Yes.
2015.
Is that what year it is?
Yes.
I don't remember.
And this is episode?
It's episode 100!
Woo! Yeah! Everyone can cheer. Go ahead and cheer. Woo!
Okay, thank you.
We're live at PenguinCon. Hey, everyone. Say hi. Hi. See, we're in a nice small room this year. I kind of like it.
Yeah, I do too. Don't know. Like, that first year was just perfect. Like, I don't know how to recreate that. It's impossible.
This is similar to the first year, except there's not a DJ, like, right there out the door going.
Yeah, but also, like, strangers are not going to meander in.
That's true.
Be like, what is going on in
What's
here?
What's going on in here?
What's up?
I do expect an influx of people in about 10 minutes.
That is definitely what happened
Michigan
last
time.
Year. Yeah,
time.
Michigan time.
Con time, whatever. Mm-hmm. Michigan time, by the way, BT Dubs, is University of Michigan. Like, you know, colleges run like 10 minutes late for everything. So it's just like, you know, CMU time, Michigan time, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So when I set appointments with my students, I'm like, real time. Not Michigan time, real time. You're 10 minutes late, you're late.
At 4:30.
30, not 4:40. If I wanted you at 4:40, I'd say 4:40. I want you at 4:30.
Yeah.
So I left our list upstairs.
Shannon is fucking fired. She's the one in charge.
I'm super organized. Every panel, every time.
No, okay,
like,
yeah.
I reset my folder and I take it with me, except, like, my baby was here. And
I know, this, she's had distracting.
Female things going on and, like,
she
I was, like,
had
super
to pump you guys.
And I still didn't. I fed, though. I
yeah.
Fed. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, I meant to grab cheese.
I don't care about that.
You're a little toasty, aren't you?
Yes.
I'm kind of loving it. Hey, Aggie, yeah. Welcome back. Juan Cosmo, you are such a cheap date now. Hey, she went from a whole bottle of vodka to Juan Cosmo. She's available now, people. How's it going? We went for a dessert beverage for our second round.
So sad story.
I'm the same way. I'm like, I'm warm right now, and I'm like, hey, what's going on?
It's good.
Yeah, hi, honey. No. There's my baby. Everyone turn around and say hello to my
look
adorable
at
baby.
Look at that. That's the cutest and thing you've husband. Ever seen in your entire life, yeah. Right?
She's wearing her Slayer onesie, though you really can't see it. Last con she was at, I had her in her Batman PJs.
Last con? Not
this con. I took her to Conclave a few months ago.
Girl, I got you.
And we have a hand-knitted.
Because last time you were here, you were 8.5 months pregnant.
Yes, yes. I was 8 months pregnant.
8 months pregnant.
8 months pregnant. It was like the first time I enjoyed taking like Prego selfies of myself. Hey, in the bathroom. Like, what's this? When did this happen?
Yeah. Well, Chris, when I was texting him, I was like, do you remember my friend Shannon? And he was like the one who was pregnant. Who's pregnant. And I was like, well, she's not pregnant anymore. She has an 11-month-old.
Yeah. Where were we going with that?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, I took her to Con. I put her in her Batman PJs, which looks like Batman outfit, right? And then the one hand-knitted thing we have from Scott's grandmother is, I call it a cat hat. And it's a knitted hooded hat with cat ears that we asked her to knit us to give to someone else as a present. And then we never gave it away. So, like, but she's dead now. And now this is, like, literally the only
that's
thing.
That's so not funny.
The only thing of her legacy left. She used to knit all the time for everyone. And we had all these clothes for all the babies, and then they disappeared. Like, no one knows where they are. So everyone's, like, really pissed that
no,
they all disappeared.
No, somebody stole them.
I think someone sold them on accident or got rid of them on accident.
Who do you
accident.
Think it was? Who was
I think,
it?
Carrie. I think Carrie sold
I
them.
I thought you were going to say it was Carrie.
Or
Carrie,
think,
are you listening? You fucked up.
She doesn't listen, thank God. Or I know, but I think Wendy misplaced them.
We
somewhere.
Yell at Jenny all the time, and she doesn't listen.
She listens every now and then, but I don't think she cares anymore. Like, she knows we think she's cray.
Yeah, well, she hates me, whatever.
That's true. Whatever.
So, when Shannon was giving birth last year, although I don't even think I ever asked you, did you and your mom and Jenny, like, plan on her being on Skype? Did you know that that was a plan?
I knew it. She wanted to do it.
Did you say yes or no?
I never gave official permission. Like, it was something we were going to try if we were able to.
All right. So, Shannon, like, wanted her mom to, like, be there and be helping. And instead, she had her phone, like, what's up? And she was like, no, I'm not videotaping. It's just Jenny on Skype.
Skype. So, my sister's literally on Skype the entire time.
No, it cut out. She missed it.
Like, thank God. Like, serves her right. But I'm in labor. Like,
the painful kind. Like, the end kind.
The end kind, right?
The home stretch.
The end kind, the home stretch. My epidural's worn off because the fucking anesthesiologist didn't give me my topper offer. And, like, we're getting ready to push.
Yeah.
And by this time, you know, you're like, you don't give a fuck anymore. And you're just, like, screaming, right? And my sister's on Skype. And then she calls my brother while she's on Skype and is like, listen to Shannon. And my brother's like, ah.
And, but it was upsetting you. And
I was
like. It was
upsetting me because my mom was paying more attention to, yet again, my sister than me, who's giving birth.
So I said, I swear
who's
to fucking
the
God.
I'm the oldest.
I go, I swear to fucking God, Cheryl, I will kick you out of here. And Jenny goes, no, then I won't get to see what happens. And I go, nobody gives a fuck what you think, Jenny.
I will hang up on you. And I'm like, I'm conscious.
And now Jenny hates me forever.
Yeah. That's because you dared to speak against her.
Yeah, because she needs it.
Yeah.
Because you won't do it.
I finally did it on Facebook the other day.
You seriously did?
I, Kind of, yeah. She asked an opinion, and then we gave her our opinion, and then she's like, I'm not doing that. Don't give me your opinions. And I was like, then don't fucking ask for our opinion. This is like 10 years of like wanting to scream back to my sister like on Facebook, and I haven't, you know, because yeah, that's not cool, right? Like, I try to restrain myself.
I hope she doesn't listen to this episode. I turned her into STFU parents, and they posted it.
And she loved it, that she was called out.
She thought it was hilarious.
STFU parents. It was hilarious. That's Shut the Fuck Up Parents.
If you don't know the blog. It's a blog, yeah, about parents oversharing.
Oversharing on Facebook. And then, like, asking for opinions and reaming people out because they gave you their opinions and they don't really want your opinions. They just want to be assholes on Facebook.
Yeah, there's a lot of different, like, themes that they have. Like, you know, when you share, like, diaper blowouts or, like, horrible things, like, yeah, birthing pictures, like, really inappropriate birthing pictures. So that's the whole, like, theme
of
the blog.
You turned in for names.
Yeah, she had a name list. And then somebody suggested, like, a name that was not on the name list. And she was like, no, this is the name list. But, it's just this random.
Not taking any more opinions.
Yeah. Yeah. And they were all horrible names. I mean, okay, whatever. Jalen's name is cute and it's fine.
It is. So welcome, everyone.
Hey, guys. Hey.
PenguinCon. Welcome to the shit show.
Welcome to the shit show.
Specially purchased for this.
That's true.
I had purchased Keep Calm and Go Fuck Yourself, because that's what we say a lot on the show.
Go fuck yourself.
Because it was like a little too tight, and I didn't really want to be like a black and white sausage sitting up here in front of you, so I'll be Captain America sausage instead. So welcome. I'm super excited. 100 episodes, dude.
What up?
Like, who knew?
We did, because we're amazing.
Hello, 45 listeners.
Hello.
They peak once in a while. Like, we'll get up to 100.
Yeah, I know. Well,
I don't know how that happens.
My friend,
but I'm, like, super excited.
Kat, used to listen all the time, and then she was like, and then I felt weird about stalking you. And I was like, no, please stalk me.
Yes, please stalk
please.
Us. Please. Please interact.
So, I promise shout-outs to all of our...
Shout-outs.
Shout-outs to all of our classic, fantastic... Yes. I don't fucking know what I'm saying. Words! They're a thing.
Yeah.
Who are our listeners?
Who are you shouting out to?
I'm shouting out to Javi, my homie. I had a fantastic time with you at MegaCon. I hope you enjoyed the MegaCon episode that we just posted.
It was awesome.
You're my favorite person. Don't tell anybody else that you're my favorite person. Don't tell Shannon.
Or Melanie. Sitting right here.
Yes.
Shout out to Melanie. Hey! We know Melanie listens.
That's right.
I forget, though. But, you know, I forget.
Yeah, no, if you, like, Facebooked us or tweeted us, we would remember, and then we'd shout you out.
Who's our buddy you thought you saw out of the elevator? What was his name? Earlier, you were like, is that so-and-so? Tell me.
Oh, Killian from last year.
Free hugs.
Right after I smacked Dickhole in the face, and I was just, like, so mad, and, like, I was just, like, screaming a little bit.
He walked by our room, because we started podcasting to an empty room.
Yeah, that happened.
And he walked by... Like, and walked in to give free hugs, and we were like, yes, we need free hugs. And
I
then
really
you will
need
stay
a free
for a
hug.
Podcast. And he was like, okay.
Yeah.
And we interviewed him, and he was fun.
Yeah, I saw him outside the elevator.
Yeah.
Where is he? Why isn't he
Trayvon.
Here?
Hey.
Hello, General Back Pain. How are you?
And Ben.
Hi, Ben.
And Joe.
Okay, wait. Has Ben even gotten in touch with us lately? Does he still? Ben, do you still listen?
I'm pretty sure he still listens.
Do you still listen?
Tweet us at Shannon's Party.
At the Sex Toy Chick.
And then Joe, who was here all week?
Yeah, my brother was here. He was awesome. He did all the things. He helped us out. He, like, did stuff and did other stuff. That was a really good story. I'll tell it again. He did stuff, and he did other stuff.
So we've had a great PenguinCon so far. We've been super active this year. This is fifth panel. We have two more to go.
I hate you.
You don't hate me.
Why?
You wanted the reduced rate. You know you did. You were okay, hour away from reduced rate last year.
Okay, but also, like, let's back up.
We tripled your volunteer hours.
We could have done four less hours and still, like, gotten the reduced
rate.
You
really wanted to do a vegetarian panel.
I did not really want to. You said that people would like it or something.
And
I don't know.
Loved it. You had a full room, like, standing room only.
I did have
you
that.
You had 30 people in your room.
I did have that.
And then we did the amazing traditional cheese panel, which is always standing room only.
Dick Hole came to that.
Yeah. It was nice. He enjoyed our suggestions.
He did. And then he wrote me a letter being like, that was lovely, and I left early in case you were uncomfortable. And I was like, that was very thoughtful of you, you rotten piece of shit. So...
She's working on this relationship.
I'm really trying be a fucking adult.
What did your therapist call it? Intentional...
Opposite action.
Opposite action.
Right? So, like, my action that I want to do is to be like, you're the fucking worst person I've ever met in my entire life, and then hit him again. So...
What's her opposite action, everyone?
Oh, right? To, like, face him and be a pleasant human being.
Give me a hug.
And you fuck that. Oh, my God. That would never happen. Like, not for many years. Not for many years.
So cheese panel, super popular. Yeah. I put it at fucking dinner time. I knew that was going to be a hot mess.
Oh, yeah. And there were people who I wanted to yell at for taking too much cheese.
We saw it enough. Like, people got to go through multiple times.
Okay, yeah, but that one dude, and you know which one I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, I know. He, like, loaded his plate.
The first time, and then again the second time. Yeah. And I wanted to be like... Stop. You are not allowed back. Sit down.
Someone dropped 2 pieces of my 8-year cheddar, and I was like,
I actually told her to eat it. I was like, just eat it off the floor. It is
fine. Picked them up, and I was like, am I the one who dropped that 8-year cheddar? It's really expensive, people. Like, that panel, like, cost us some coin.
That,
like,
that panel's fucking expensive.
Yeah, and that cheese is like $28 a pound. Okay, yeah, yeah, and I bought a whole pound. And it was just one of the 7 cheeses we featured. We don't fuck around when it comes to cheese.
We do not. We
do not. So, like, maybe next time we should be like, we don't fuck around when it comes to cheese. This is expensive shit, so don't fucking waste it, you fuckholes.
Next time, I think maybe I should have a drink before cheese panel so I feel, like, baller enough to be like, fuck you, don't take that much. Like, that is not fair. You just share with everybody else, goddammit.
But it was super fun. It was good.
Everybody loved us.
And loved us and everybody asked for more information. I had, like, 4 email addresses to send shit to. So... What else did we do? Oh, we had
the bromance panel last night.
Bromance panel last night. That went well. That was fun. Yeah. And then how to podcast with our new BFFs. Hey.
Hi, guys. Some of them are here. That's fucking awesome.
With Demon Lobster. They're exciting. They had a kick-ass panel last night, too.
Which what?
They had a kick-ass panel last night, too.
I don't know. Sometimes you talk really low, and I don't know what you're saying.
See, remember we said we talked about this earlier, Shannon's sex phone voice.
And Maggie's really fucking loud.
Yeah. So, is anyone keeping track how many times we've said fuck so far? Anyone? I'm just curious because...
We were supposed to keep count?
No, you weren't. You could.
If you...
doesn't say fuck. I love
every
it.
Every time I don't say
my
fuck.
My husband says you can gauge how drunk I am by how many times I say fuck in one sentence.
That's amazing.
So, I've had 2 drinks tonight and I'm already like a sailor of Cosmo and we're on a White Russian.
Yeah.
We thought we'd go for a dessert for our second...
Because
like meal and dessert.
Because now I'm a fucking scrotum and
you're a scrotum. Because pussies are powerful. They're strong and scrotums.
They can
weak.
Really take a pounding. They push out babies.
And scrotums are weak.
Guys, when they argue thin with me about that, I'll be like, skin. You punch me in the pussy, and then I'll punch you in the scrotum, and we'll see who's doing better. We'll see. I'll let you punch first. That's fine. Shannon's
my annoying drink almost came out of my nose. Oh my god. How much that stings when alcohol comes out of your nose.
It's terrible.
Oh my god. So you made me watch a
I'm so obsessed with it. I've watched it like 18 times. Yes, yes. So anybody who hasn't seen Milk Milk Lemonade yet has to watch it.
It's really funny.
It's my new favorite thing because...
She's like overly excited about this video. I'm like, oh, that's cute. Like,
no, it's fantastic. It's
Amy
fantastic.
Schumer,
it's funny.
Funny,
okay,
making fun of like booty videos, right? Milk, yes. Milk, lemonade.
Round the corner fudge is made.
Right? And I just thought it was like really witty and funny. No. Ha ha.
I just think it's like the best thing ever.
And when did you show that to me? Tuesday when we were planning all our panels. We're planning all of our panels Tuesday because that's how we roll, right?
Like, 5
John's
days ago,
like, my shit. It was planned 3 months ago, and I'm like, oh, like 4 days ago, Maggie's doing her vegetarian panel.
I literally
45 minutes before it happens.
That happened. That really did happen.
So I'm in the restroom, and that song stuck in my head like this afternoon. So Tuesday, 4 days have gone by? 5?
4 days.
4 days. And I'm like, milk, milk, lemonade, milk, milk, lemonade. And I'm like, I have a puzzled look on my face, and I'm like, Milk, milk, lemonade. Oh!
Because Shannon didn't grow up in Michigan and doesn't know.
That it means boobs, boobs, vagina.
Round the corner.
Boobs, boobs, pee. Round the corner, poop is made.
That's what it is.
Right?
She had no idea.
It's kind of, yeah, totally went over my head. I'm almost embarrassed to admit it, but that's what we're here for, right? So what we're here for.
What we're here for, milk, milk, lemonade.
To admit our faults and our embarrassing things.
Never.
Yeah.
Never.
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 So you've been on vacation for a while.
I've been on vacation.
So we front-loaded a bunch of episodes.
Yeah, we did.
Actually gave me like a ton of time to process and post them. Thank you.
Yeah, because Shannon's terrible at that.
I have a baby.
I don't fucking care.
I know. I really should stop
just like strap her into a thing and then do
as
it.
As an excuse.
Put her in baby jail.
I'm like tired. It's like 9:30 and I'm like with her.
I know.
It's ridiculous.
I know. What were we talking about?
Vacation. You went to Florida.
I did. I went to Florida to visit my creamy... Back it up.
I'm loving this. I am loving this so hard.
Did you miss me?
I have a half chubby. Like, I'm kind of excited. And that's going on Melanie's blog post.
She so just got that.
Yeah, she did.
Fan-fucking-tastic.
You and your half David Bowie, Justin Bieber hair.
I don't know what's happening with this right now. I am so not happy. I have a hair appointment this week.
It's not David Bowie hair anymore.
I don't know what it is. I don't know. It's like
pink hair.
I was going to say it's like Posh Spice, sort of.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the two-tone kind of pink hair going on.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know.
Anyway.
But no, she's going to fix it, hopefully.
So went to Florida and saw your cray grandma.
I saw my cray grandma.
Dad's mom.
My dad's mom. Because yeah. Mom's mom is Grandma Irma.
Yeah, and Grandma Irma has a Twitter, which yes. You do. But
oh, yeah,
still,
yeah. Like, in grandma case you guys didn't know, I tweet for my Grandma Irma. It's called at shit Grandma Irma says. No, shit Gma Irma says yeah. With an I.
At shit
Gma
Irma
says.
I-R-M-A.
Says. Yeah, so
that's
when
a long fucking handle. At shit.
Yeah, but
Gma
like that was
Irma
like
says,
when I started it, it was like the thing that everybody did. Like shit
my dad says.
Yeah.
Shit
exactly.
My kid says.
Right, that.
Shit my twat says.
So, yes. Shit Grandma Irma says.
Okay.
But it's Gma.
Yeah, because grandma's like way fucking long.
It's really long.
Like getting drunk with Shannon and Maggie. Like, how do you shorten that and market it? I'm like, we need t-shirts. Shit.
You want to know what I forgot? I forgot
now we're
stickers.
Like Druck Sandem. It's like yeah. The best I can come up with.
Yeah, no, my brother was that stupid. He was like, what's Sandem? I was like, fuck you.
S&M.
S&M.
It's like ampersand, but like ampersand, special characters don't get recognized and shit. So
okay,
I skipped
I
it.
Just go.
Your turn.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
So you visited
Crazy Grandma.
Grandma.
I visited Crazy Grandma.
How'd that go?
It went super well, except I made her sick by cooking vegan food for her.
Oh, you made her sick by making her eat healthy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Did she have, like, the shits or
yes.
Throw up?
Yes.
Stop.
I swear to fucking God.
You added, like, just a little bit too much fiber in her diet?
It was not even that much.
She should have skipped the Metamucil that day?
I don't know. I don't know what she takes. Whatever. We had a mostly fun time. And whatever, this is like super sappy and stuff, but I'm going to go there anyway. So I went to MegaCon, obviously, while I was down there. Mm-hmm. Those of you have heard that episode. It was fantastic. Javi and I had the best time. He made me dress like a Ghostbuster. It was amazing.
I finally saw his Ghostbuster in the Legoland picture.
Wasn't that
was
fantastic?
Like, it was so epic.
Yes, I know. It was so good. It was so
I
good.
I've liked it a million times. I would have.
Yeah, so there was like a like Lego area, right? And there was a Ghostbuster Lego car, right? So he goes up to it. He's dressed as Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. I was dressed as Cartoon Egon because I've got the blonde hair, so I swirled it and pinned it, right? They're nodding. I love that. Yeah. Nobody recognized me at the con, or if they did, they didn't
say anything.
They
probably just thought you were a hot chick Ghostbuster.
Wait, yeah, actually, Javi and I kept on joking, calling me Fegon.
Fegon.
For female right. Egon.
Gender bending, yeah.
Yeah, right. Obviously. Yeah. So, yeah, so he, like, begged the Lego people to go, like, behind the thing, right, to, like, get into the, like, little, like, Lego
area.
And so there was this, like, picture of him like going like this over the yeah
over
and I,
the Lego
and I
world.
Took the picture from under like this so there's like it's fantastic
yeah so it's like big state puff over this Lego city world. It's hilarious.
It's amazeballs.
It's amazing.
Yes.
And you met I met a voice actor,
Jess Harnell, who did Wacko Warner's voice, and I met Rob Paulson, who did Yakko's voice, and also Pinky from Pinky and the Brain.
And you got to sing with Rob Paulson.
I got to sing with him. It was the best thing
ever.
Just
in case you didn't listen to that episode yet.
Some of them might not have. I don't know.
Yeah, I tweeted at him when I posted the episode on Twitter.
I saw that. So. I was worried that he might be pissed.
I don't think he would. I mean, he was a really huge sport about singing with you.
That's
so
true.
I think he would like it. And who knows? He might retweet it. And then we might get like two more listeners.
How amazing would that be? Yeah, that was awesome. So I was going to say, so like I came back to Crazy Grandma's house. We call her Fruit Grandma, and here's why. I was with her, I was probably like a senior in high school or so, and we were driving, and my brother and mom had been there, but they flew back already, so it was just the two of us. And we saw this guy driving down the road, and he had this like crazy like long hair and long beard. He looked like Forrest Gump when he'd been running forever. And I forgot what I was saying. We haven't had that happen in a long time.
Yeah.
So we're driving and she goes, you know, you gotta wonder with hair like that if he can handle a good, steady, honest job. And I'm like, Grandma,
like so 1968. Like son, it's everywhere, son.
So I'm just like, Grandma, you're fucking prejudiced. And she goes, so she like pauses for a minute and she goes, well, he did have a bicycle. I'm like, yeah, and Grandma.
What does that mean?
So what that means is that, like, he must be doing okay for himself because he has a bicycle. Like, he's not totally fucked in life. So then, like...
He stole the bicycle from someone.
You're just as prejudiced as Fruit Grandma.
So no, I was pretending to be Grandma when I said that.
Yes, okay. So then, like, many minutes pass. Like, I'm looking out the window. I'm thinking about totally other things. And she goes... You could always steal fruit.
What?
She goes, you know, if you live in Florida and you're homeless, you can live under the fruit trees and steal fruit.
From people's backyards? Like, we had an orange tree and a lemon tree in our backyard.
So that was her perception of that. You could always steal fruit.
That's hilarious.
And now she's called Fruit Grandma forever.
Is there avocado trees in Florida? That'd be fancy. I'd love to steal me some avocados.
I don't even know.
They're amazing.
Do avocados grow on trees? I don't even know where they are.
Yeah, they grow
on
trees.
That's a thing. Yeah. I don't know where they grow.
Trees. I mean, they're a big staple in California. They're one of their
That's true.
Their fruits that they grow.
So they because they either come from California or Mexico. So yeah. I don't know if they're a Florida thing. I don't know.
No, you're the one who like lived there live off of avocados ever. And oranges out of people's backyards. That'd be awesome.
So yeah, you could always steal fruit, Shannon, if you wanted to be homeless.
We had an orange tree, and one year, like I wouldn't say one of my friends, but one of the neighborhood guys that we rode the bus with, like everyone used to cut through our backyard one because they knew us, and I didn't care to get to the next street over. And he stole, like, he picked a bunch of oranges out of my mom's tree. And she was pissed. She's like, all the oranges are gone. Where'd all the oranges go? Did you see someone pick all the oranges? I was like, I think so-and-so picked a few. Like, I don't care. Like, they're all my oranges. All my oranges are gone. And I'm like, you're going to eat all of them, Mom?
All
20 oranges.
I am so loving right now the mental image of Cheryl freaking the fuck
right,
out.
Right, because you can envision her, like, freaking out that someone picked all her oranges off of her tree that she probably wasn't going to eat in the first place. Right?
Right.
Because they were probably going to, like, fall and rot.
That's
before
true.
We ate them all.
Cheryl.
Even though we were a family of five,
Cheryl.
We totally would have, like, destroyed the oranges, but still. I let someone steal baby Jesus once, too.
I love this story. I think we've told it on the podcast before.
It's still, like, worthy.
It's still fantastic.
So, I had a Jewish friend who, like, drove me home one day from school, and he's like, can I steal your baby Jesus?
Well, but, like, you had a big nativity.
No, it was just one of those stupid plastic ones, Mary and Joseph and baby in a
cradle.
Yeah,
but it was, like, in your yard.
It was in the yard.
It wasn't, like, little nativity
in your house. It was, like, big, like, light-up shit. Like,
right.
Under a big tree. Like, because the tree is then, like, the hoopa or, you know, the stall. And, like, I was like, sure, I don't care. Steal baby Jesus. Which I thought was hilarious. And he loved, he said he would plug him in and have him in his room, baby Jesus. on his dresser in his own little cradle. It's he left the cradle, but, you know, took baby Jesus.
Yeah.
I totally denied knowing anyone. I don't know, Mom. Baby Jesus is gone? That's fucked up. Like, that's not cool. Who would do that? So, that was good.
You also went on vacation. Oh, wait. Was I done with everything? Yeah. So I saw Fruit Grandma. Then after that, I went to New York for Elena's bachelorette party.
And you got over your issues with that and had a good time?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I really did. Yeah. It was a good time. We ate a lot of cheese. Sang some songs.
Fancy brownies.
Oh, my God. Her boyfriend made brownies.
Magic brownies. Right?
I would just be like, I'm going to have a bite. And then I had a bite. And then I was fucked up for many hours. And then I was like, I'll have another bite.
So did that count as one drink or two drinks?
Did
your magic brownies count?
No.
Your drugs?
No, I count.
Your alcohol counts, but your drugs don't?
Right, correct.
Is that part of your plan?
Shut up. Don't tell any of my therapists. Yeah, no, I totally, okay, also, funny side story, Saturday morning last week, my tap substitute FaceTimed me, and I'm high as fuck on pot brownies, and also I'm like, friends, be quiet, everyone shut up, So, yeah, my tap sub FaceTimed me so that I could see what they were working on in tap class. And I was like, looks great, guys. Amazing.
Go away. I'm fucking high.
I did not say
two
that.
2 in the afternoon.
It wasn't.
Fuck off.
It was not 2 in the afternoon. It was definitely like 11 o'clock in the morning.
Even better.
Yeah, it was really amazing.
So I went to D.C. We have an annual conference we go to for work.
And you took the baby.
And I took the baby with me because she'll be a year old soon, and my sister is a photographer, and she does actually take the most amazing pictures.
She does take good pictures.
I've tried other people. I have one other person I go to, and I'm just like,
No, Jenny does a good job. That's one thing Jenny's good at.
Yeah.
The one.
It took practice, though, because, like, her first, like, few years were a little rough, like, honestly. We wondered if she was going to make a good go at it. Like, is this going to work out? Because I can do that. And she's actually, like, pretty amazing now.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. She's good.
She's good. They call her the baby whisperer because she can get, like, any newborn to, like, do whatever she wants. So she does newborn up to 1 year smash cakes and then family photography.
Yep.
And then she does older kids, too. But, you know, those toddler years are rough, so... It's hard to get a toddler to, like, do what you want unless they're, like, really into, like, being a model. So, like her daughter is. She loves it.
Which one? Jaylen.
Yeah. Yeah. So I went to visit her, and I worked for 2 days. So Jenny had Catherine for 2 whole days. So poor baby Catherine in a strange place with strange people for, like, 2 whole days without her mommy or her daddy. So needless to say, she was a little needy. Jenny was like... How do you do this? I can't put her down. My sister has 5 kids. So, like, for her to be like, that says a lot. So, but I think she just had been traveling. Lots of different people, lots of different beds. So.
Yeah, I know. Today she, like, wanted me to be near her, but not touching her.
Yeah. Like, I want you, but don't touch me.
Maggie, come here, but don't touch me.
Yeah. So, because then she fell asleep and then woke up in another strange place here in the hotel, like, where am I?
And who are you?
Why does this keep happening to me?
Bae.
I think it's good to mix it up. But
that's right.
Now I'm starting to wonder about consistency. Like, oh. We didn't have much of a list, and we're 35 minutes.
I don't know. I thought we had one earlier. I don't know what's going on.
We did have a list. That was it.
I don't know what's happening.
Do you have any more to say about Milk Milk Lemonade besides the fact that, like, I was an idiot?
Yeah, except it's, like, the most amazing thing ever in the history of mankind, and you have to watch it.
You're being ridiculous. I've seen way better things.
Okay, whatever. I love it. I love it.
I'm surprised you love it so much.
You what?
I'm surprised you love it so much.
It's incredibly funny and also fantastic. And there's so much booty, but it's like making fun of it at the same time. And it's awkward. Like, it's just perfect. It's perfection.
It is.
It's perfection. And then Method Man, everything about that is fantastic.
All right.
Method Man is in it, you guys.
They're all excited.
They don't give a fucking shit. I'm looking at their faces right now. I don't care. Oh, God, don't care, don't care. Okay. That's what I'm seeing out here right now.
Should we do Q&A?
Sure, I don't fucking care. Who's asking who what? You do things. I don't know.
We'll have our friends who are here with us live who have been, like, really nice and quiet.
Stop like, being quiet.
Super respectful. Woo, there we go. You want them
bees?
To ask, take questions?
I don't know what you just said. Sure.
All right, let's take questions. Audience Q&A, just like speak really loud and
just,
I'll
just
repeat.
Yell.
Normally we have pieces of paper for this, but
I don't
know. I was distracted by baby and like all my planning
like
went the fuck out the window.
Apparently important or something.
Well, you left the toy case and the fucking bag and
what toy case? No, fuck you. I asked you if you wanted me to take it. And
I
you
said
did.
Yes.
No, you did not.
I did too.
No, you did not.
And then it was all left behind. And then, like, it was just me and a baby and all the shit. Yes.
That never happened.
I was, okay, then how would all the shit get here? Did you carry any of it?
Your husband carried it.
Yes,
but
because
you
I was like, oh, Maggie left the gun case.
I did.
Honey, get the gun
you
case,
didn't
please.
You didn't tell me to do
anything. And then I'm, like, leaving and the bag's still by the front door. And I'm like, motherfucker. That's okay, though.
You didn't tell me. You gave me poor instructions.
I gave you poor instructions.
I was 100% sober at that time. I would have completely.
You still needed a Snickers bar, though.
I'm not hungry. I just feel
right.
Crap
okay.
On a stick.
Questions. Anyone? Okay. Badger.
You have to go. So Badger asked, what is our picture that says the penis next to her? It is for our next panel. It's a
boys have a penis and girls have a vagina. Okay, so these are props for our next panel, which is sex toys with Shannon and Maggie.
Yes,
sex so toys it's back to back for us right now. So we are being responsible and bringing our shit for the next panel with us to this one.
Please tell me that you know where we're going for our next thing.
Yeah, it's upstairs in one of the conference rooms.
Phone. Yeah.
We're in a conference room. I don't know. The first time I did sex toys with Shannon, like 200 people filled a room, so.
And you said that. You fucking said that in the thing when you were like, last time I did this, this happened. So
they gave us a boardroom. I'm like, okay.
Good job.
We'll see.
Well done.
We'll see about that. So we shall see about that. Yeah.
They're all going to love
me. About that we shall see.
They're all going to think I'm the best thing ever.
Yes. Okay. Any other
Shut
penis related questions?
Shut your whore mouth. Oh my God.
What?
You are mocking me right now. I see it. I heard it. I saw it and heard it. You all heard it. You heard it.
I'm not mocking you. The first time I did sex toys with Maggie.
When was the first time we did sex toys?
Together?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Actually, you know what? I do know.
We put on a fabulous show together.
We
though.
Do. We do a great show.
It's called the Shannon Maggie Show.
Shannon Maggie Show.
It's a good time.
It is a good time. Good times had by all.
Yep.
I'm selling them on this next panel. Look at their faces. They love it right now.
John's like, ooh, hey, what can I learn from these crazy bitches?
Everything.
No, it's going to be like a general walkthrough.
Yeah, it's going
to
be
the different types.
Intro to toys.
Intro to toys. So, if, like, you're advanced, like, don't fucking show up.
Oh, my God, because that happened to you,
that
right?
That happened to me.
A few years ago.
Yeah, when I
however
first
many.
Did it. Yeah. Long time ago.
Yeah, these people
when
were like.
When PenguinCon was back.
Somewhere else.
Over by the airport. Yeah.
Yeah, people came in and were like. How do you feel if I cut my arm open and then, like, rub my partner's semen in it? And you're like, what?
No, that wasn't exactly it, but, like, they started throwing acronyms at me. That I was like, oh.
That's a Dan Savage question that I just stole right there. Right. When I was listening to the podcast, I was like, I don't even know how to answer that question.
Dude, like, listening to that makes me feel like a novice. Like a prude.
No, like, most of the time I know how to answer the questions. That was the one in my head that sticks out where I was like,
okay, your partner wants to cut you or cut themselves?
I don't can't remember who cuts who, but somebody cuts themselves. She cuts herself?
I don't know. This is getting fucked up. Like, we need to back it up.
We're going
to
reel it in.
We're going to reel that shit back in.
Back it up. Back five it to up. 10 steps.
Beep, 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 beep. Okay.
I'm just saying, people asked you crazy fucking questions.
Yes.
That you didn't know how to answer.
Correct.
Like, can I cut myself open? Sorry.
Cut myself open, then rub semen all on myself. Sure. GGG here. Whatever floats your boat. Okay.
Right? Like the ATM diet plan.
Right?
Okay. It's my favorite diet plan of all time.
Right. All right. Questions? More questions? Next question? Anyone?
Nobody has questions. Nobody loves us. The end.
That's fine. Whatevs. Thanks.
Craziest dick thing hole. I've been. No, he's not dickhole. Dickhole's here somewhere else.
My craziest thing we've been asked. So we do a few. We do Reddit Q&As once in a while. Maggie will post to her group, and we'll get some cool questions in. I can't think of anything like
no,
too
I
crazy,
definitely
though.
Think the one that led to ATM diet plan was the like crazy.
That's I'm like, okay, like 2 seconds later, I'm like, what the fuck is she talking about? ATM diet plan?
Ass to mouth,
yes,
Shannon.
I know. Now I'm like, oh yeah, ass to mouth diet plan. Introduce some bacteria into our system and we just throw everything up and shit everything
yeah,
out.
So the question was, in the heat of the moment, is it okay to go ass to mouth?
Absolutely not. Always. Bacteria, people. Go listen to that episode.
No, that episode's fantastic. And then we came up with the idea, you know, like if you wanted to, it would be a great way to lose some weight.
Right? Because then you'd have dysentery. Not, yeah. Right?
Well, whatever. Maybe, you'd whatever. Shit yourself for a really long time.
Right.
3 to 5 days. E. coli. We love it.
There you go.
All so, right. Yes, that was probably the most ridiculous question. Is it okay to go ass to mouth in the heat of the moment? No.
I probably stimulated the best response.
Yeah, it really did.
Yeah.
And also, BT Dubs, the porn star I was trying to think of was Asa Akira, who said, if you're not willing to go ass to mouth, then you shouldn't be doing anal at all. And I was like, shut the fuck up, porn star.
Nothing to do.
No, those things are not related. I mean, there
whatsoever.
Are, like, they are, because, like, one can't happen without the other.
40 minutes to bring up anal, by the way. Like,
really?
We are slacking.
Shut up. Slacking. That's terrible.
Okay.
I'm sorry. If I, like, you know, thought about it, I would have brought it up earlier, obviously.
Yeah, when talking about your grandma.
Dude, she probably needs that, you know,
stop.
To like open her
she
horizons.
Needs something, not anal. No one really needs anal, besides maybe guys.
Are you sure?
Okay, I retract that. There are probably a few people that need anal, but that's because they deserve to be punished. So.
Wah, with, wah, Hulk, wah.
With the Doc Johnson Hulk Hogan like dildo.
I met Hulk Hogan at MegaCon.
Hulk.
Yeah,
just
no, the
Hulk.
I know you.
Hulk.
I know what you meant.
Did
but
I say
then,
Hulk Hogan?
Yeah, you did. You definitely did.
Fuck.
And also, he looks like he's
he
made out of leather.
He has a tiny penis.
Hulk
he's
Hogan
so
does? How do you know?
He
oh, yeah.
Probably,
sure.
I said he probably has a tiny penis.
I don't know. I thought you knew things.
Because he's so roided out and leathered up.
Dude.
That.
Yeah. I mean, like Javi and I said, he's going to have... He's going to die of leather cancer.
Leather cancer. Like, Mr. Hogan, you need a skin transplant because your entire body, your entire epidermis is just cancer. I'm not sure how this happened.
Okay, I'm going to tell a story, and I'm going to try to do it without offending anybody who could potentially listen. So.
Are all 40 listeners.
So. Found out this girl who I know. Nope, I don't know how to tell this. I think that I might have really cripplingly high self-esteem.
Okay. Crippling high self-esteem. I'm really not sure how to define crippling high self-esteem.
I keep on like ending up in these situations with these people who are way
she's
beneath.
She's totally changing tracks,
beneath
by the way.
Me. Like, I think that, like, I am in a completely different league than them.
Oh, that's because you went to U of M.
Am I?
And live in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, but I am better than everybody.
That's true. So I would, by that definition, I would say yes, you have crippling high self-esteem.
But I don't understand why this keeps happening. I'm so much better than everybody else. Why?
She's chasing your sloppy seconds.
No, because, okay, fine. We can have this the rest of this conversation later. Because, no. Because...
they're not sloppy, or no, they're not seconds.
Like, Dick Hole wasn't seconds. That's the thing. Dick Hole wasn't seconds. She had him first.
Okay.
So, like, how
does that just mean she dropped her panties faster than you?
How do we keep on ending up in these same situations? She's so not as cute as me. Oh, my God. I hope she doesn't listen. Oh, my God.
I can take this out.
Fine. I hope she does. Fuck you.
And that, everyone, is getting drunk with Shannon and Maggie. Thank you for coming.
The point is, I think I may have cripplingly high self-esteem and think that I'm way better than I am.
Right?
Okay, that's true.
I think that's okay. I think it's okay to have crippling high self-esteem.
Is this my league? Is this the league that I'm in? I don't know.
The league you're in?
Like, what league? She's way about out of your league. Like, is that my league? Is that the one I'm playing in?
I don't know.
I feel like I shouldn't be if I am. That's what I'm talking about my cripplingly high self-esteem.
Oh, so you think you're a 10, but you're really a 6?
I am a 10. Look at this.
That's true. How dare you? How dare you all think I'm not a 10? Fuckers.
Like, I really feel like the opening of that Street song definitely defines me. I think you're about an 8 or a 9, maybe even 9.5 in 4 beers time. That's it. This is it. That's that. 8 or a 9, maybe even 9.5 in 4 beers time. You have no...
Isn't everyone that's 8 or a 9 in 4 beers? Like, quite honestly.
No. I'm 8 or a 9 regularly, 9.5 once you've had 4 beers.
Oh.
I'm 8 or a 9.
Okay.
I say so.
All right. We'll just write that down, everyone. Make a note.
The end.
Well, that destroyed our mojo. Thanks.
So are you. Who else wants to ask us a thing? Who else loves us?
They don't love us.
Nobody loves me.
Fine. This is an epic 100 episode. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Fuck you. Go
fuck yourself. Where's the confetti? And my balloons.
I need a party cannon.
I should have brought one of those little poppers.
Yeah, but no, also, I need a party cannon.
Just to follow you around?
Yes.
A party cannon.
Just in case.
Does it shoot out confetti or t-shirts?
Yes.
All of the things?
Yes.
Confetti and t-shirts at the same time.
Correct.
Like, if you want a t-shirt in the back corner, it shoots out t-shirt and followed by confetti. Like, yeah. Woo! Boom, boom.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, just to follow you. And yes. What do your t-shirts say? Welcome to the shit show?
That's a good question. Let's ponder this for a moment. I don't know. What would my catchphrase be? No, Ryan Reynolds, I will not sit on your face.
Because everyone wants a Ryan Reynolds t-shirt.
It's true. I don't know what I'd say. What the what? Javi, when we were at MegaCon, was like, what does that mean? It means what the what.
Yeah, it's like what the fuck. It's like what the what.
What the what?
It's like what the fuck without cursing.
Right, because what I really need is to not curse as much.
That's true. I am convinced.
In front of students.
Like my baby's first curse word will be some variation of the word fuck.
I really think it's going to be asshole because of how much I call her an asshole.
Oh, hi, my little asshole.
You're a little asshole. I call her a little asshole enough that might be it.
I'm hedging my bets on like some sort of motherfucker. Yeah. Those are two really long words for a toddler to say, though.
It's going to be in our first.
Yeah. Scott had a theory, so we have one of those little disc things.
I don't care. I don't give a flying
center.
Fuck. No, I'm sorry.
There's like animals on it, right? Duck goes quack and the cow goes moo, right?
The one that sings the baby jail?
Yeah.
That sings Old McDonald?
Yes.
Okay.
So he thinks that every time she hits the duck and then the moo, that she's trying to tell us to fuck you. Fuck moo. Like duck moo. Duck moo.
I like that theory.
Isn't that adorable? It's
probably true.
Maybe we should just start saying duck moo.
Duck moo.
Duck moo duck instead moo. Of fucky duck moo.
Duck moo.
New curse words, duck moo.
Duck moo.
Yeah. Then when she goes to daycare, he'll just be like, oh, Catherine, duck moo.
Funny side story about when Maggie was a child. I was in preschool, and they were like, what's your favorite food? And I told them trees and spiders.
Trees and spiders.
And what I was trying to express, like, as if we didn't know I was going to be a vegetarian. Trees were broccoli. Spiders were alfalfa sprouts.
Stop.
I swear to God.
How were spiders alfalfa sprouts?
Because they look like daddy long legs. Oh, like yeah, the long yeah, like
yeah,
legs.
The sprouts.
Yeah,
the sprouts.
Yeah, the sprouts. Yeah. So I like trees and spiders.
Okay. It's 9:49.
Okay, we have time for one last question if anybody wants to ask a thing. Like, I just made eye contact with everybody and it was so awkward. Like, I kind of want to spit on you all right now.
Fine. Whatevs.
Go fuck yourselves.
All right. This has been episode
100.
100.
Fuck yeah.
100.
Yeah.
Of getting drunk with Shannon and Maggie.
And we're actually drunk this time.
Woo!
Hashtag drunk face.
Hashtag we're back.
Hashtag I really have to pee. Hash brown fat chick.
I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
I'm Maggie at The Sex Toy Chick. You can find us on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, Tumblr, Facebook. Are those all of our things?
I think so. Drunk S and M.
Drunk S, S and M.
And M.
S, not, or Sand or M.
Sand M.
Sand M. Whatever. M. That's Sand fine too. M. Sand M.
On Facebook.
Yeah.
And
all of the places Google. Except for Twitter. Like, I feel like you should have figured this out by now. And if you haven't,
Go fuck yourself. Yeah, because we can only handle our own Twitters, like let alone a third one.
Keep trying.
Yeah, let alone a third one.
Let alone a third one.
I can barely keep up with Facebook, too.
Yeah, I really have sucked at our Tumblr lately.
Yeah,
that's okay. But I need to post that picture from yesterday with our pony wigs on.
That was hot. That was a good one.
We're so sexy.
Sexy.
All right, so episode 100. Getting drunk again with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye. Bye.